Welcome back to Words Accompanied by the Spirit. This is episode 198, entitled The Value of Wisdom and Its Judgment, Part 1. In the book of Job, chapter 28, Job speaks of how man searches out the riches of the earth, going to the deepest areas where not even animals or beasts of the earth dwell. But even as precious as wisdom is, more so precious than all the elements of the earth, men forsake it, refusing to seek it, rejecting God. This attestation is confirmed because it is only found in God, established by God. There is no way to obtain it without God. Evidenced by His creation and the boundaries that He has established in the heavens and in the earth, He is majestic. Job affirms it by saying, "But to man he said, Behold, the reverential and worshipful fear of the Lord, that is wisdom, and to depart from evil is understanding." Job chapter 28, verse 28 of the Amplified Version. How can it be any clearer than this? This can only come by His wisdom. At the beginning of the chapter, I did not understand what Job was saying. But before I started reading, I prayed for understanding and discernment. It seemed as if I was reading gibberish and I was getting discouraged. It is only this way for the fool who seeks to enlighten himself. Our understanding is from Him and He alone, and He confirms this. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given to him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. James chapter 1, verses 5 through 7 of the Amplified Version. What is key? Without faith, wisdom is unattainable. Let's move to chapter 31. Job points out some relevant evils. Because they are so prevalent, I want to reaffirm these sins with God's wisdom. Number 1. Child trafficking, underage marriage, forced prostitution, incest, sexual abuse, and all sexual sin has become habitual. I have made a covenant, agreement with my eyes. How then can I gaze lustfully at a virgin? For what is the portion I would have from God above, and what heritage from the Almighty on high? In the King James Version, the justice given of God is described as a strange punishment, because these are wicked acts of confusion. This is the Amplified Version continued. Does not tragedy fall justly on the unjust and disaster to those who work wickedness? Job chapter 31, verses 1 through 3 of the Amplified Version. This is an addendum. When they overturned Roe versus Wade, I felt as if it would force women to endanger their lives with tactics such as the coat hanger method, and the pain that it causes the unborn to be dissolved and tortured as if they cannot feel. I have never agreed with abortion, but felt I should not judge others who may have extenuating circumstances. The Holy Spirit spoke to me that it is wrong because it allows people to live recklessly, escaping accountability. You would decide that you don't want to protect yourself and others, that you should not take precautions to prevent unwanted births. But you have no mercy or regard for taking the life of the unborn. Let's exclude forcible acts and incest for a moment. But please be aware that all life is precious in His eyes. Men and women refuse to take precautions, precariously committing fornication and evil sex acts, then blatantly and with such hateful disregard say, "I will take the morning after pill," and abort by other means, thinking how simple it is to just do so. Another reason why I don't agree with the ulterior motives of those who say, "Don't abort," is because they will not lift a finger to help struggling families, watching and participating as they are trafficked and worse. It will not exonerate those who willingly disregard the souls of the innocent children that are affected. I truly believe, as it has been prophesied, that they love to eat the flesh after assaulting them in unimaginable ways. Before anyone protests, it is written, "They have built also the high places of Baal to burn their sons with fire for burnt offerings unto Baal, which I commanded not, nor spake it, neither came it unto my mind." Jeremiah chapter 19, verse 5 of the King James Version. Let me share with you how the Holy Spirit explained it to me. He says that He created life, men, and women. As our omnipotent Creator, He did not look at any of us and say, "I know that you are evil and you will hate me. Therefore, you will never be born." He knew you and placed you in your mother's womb without regard for what He knew that you would become, showing that his mercy endures forever, giving all a chance at salvation. If he would do this for us, who is man that he would dare decide who should live and who should die? And who are those who would forsake, harm, murder, and defile the innocent? You put yourselves in God's stead, as if you have the right to decide who lives or dies. Because with God, nothing is happenstance. Therefore, you will be recompensed for your evil without sincere repentance. Number 2. To defraud and oppress, corruption, lying, and being deceitful are a few of the grievous orifices addressed in the commandments given of God. If I had walked with falsehood, or if my foot has chased after deceit, oh, let him weigh me with accurate scales, and let God know my integrity. If my step has turned away from the way of God, or if my heart has covetously followed my eyes, or if any spot of guilt has stained my hands, then let me plant and let another eat from the results of my labor. And let my crops be uprooted and ruined. Job chapter 31, verses 5 through 8 of the Amplified Version. As I read this, the Holy Ghost is placing these confirmations in my heart. Letter A. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Exodus chapter 20, verse 17 of the King James Version. Whether or not it is your neighbor's, it does not belong to you. Letter B. He that worketh deceit shall not dwell within my house. He that telleth lies shall not tarry in my sight. Psalm chapter 107, verse 7 of the King James Version. And letter C. This one scripture embodies most sin. It can't get any clearer. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. 1 John chapter 2, verse 17 of the King James Version. Number 3. This sin has directly and indirectly affected just about every man or woman at one point in life. Many of us are guilty. If mine heart have been deceived by a woman, or if I have laid wait at my neighbor's door, then let my wife grind unto another, and let others bow down upon her. For this is an heinous crime, yea, it is an iniquity to be punished by the judges. Job chapter 31, verses 9 through 11 of the King James Version. These are the confirmations given me of the Holy Spirit for this heinous, lustful crime. Letter A. And the man that committeth adultery with another man's wife, even he that committeth adultery with his neighbor's wife, the adulterer and the adulteress shall surely be put to death. Leviticus chapter 20, verse 10 of the King James Version. Letter B. But I say unto you, that whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after her hath committed adultery with her already in his heart. Matthew chapter 5, verse 28 of the King James Version. Penance is taught, but rarely exercised in verses 29 through 30. For a sin that leads to death and ultimately hellfire, as Job confirms, for it is a fire which consumes to Abaddon, destruction, ruin, final torment, and illicit passion would burn and rage and uproot all my life's increase, destroying everything. Job chapter 31, verse 12 of the Amplified Version. Part 2 is continued in the next episode or post so as not to overwhelm you. Please read and or listen to it once it is published. Always coming from a place of love and in truth. Thank you for joining us here again at Words Accompanied by the Spirit. And again, I humbly offer you some additional resources as the Lord is bringing them to me, as this prophet has described given to her from God, so that you may prepare for what is to come. Click the link below. The end times are upon us, and because of my love for the Lord and my family and for you, and the great sorrow that I feel as I see those around me walking in oblivious darkness, I feel compelled to provide Celestial's teachings to you. So I will be including links to the Master's Voice Prophecy blog here and at benevolentwoman.com. These links will also be included in the vlogs, even though they will not be active in the blogs. Thank you again for joining me at Words Accompanied by the Spirit. Thank you.